Hello, you're listening to The Sower, a podcast of the Ciceronian Society. The Ciceronian Society equips Christian scholars to serve the church as a center of cultural, civic, and intellectual renewal. And with that in mind, please join me in the following prayer from William Temple. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Almighty and Eternal God, so draw our hearts to you, so guide our minds, so fill our imagination, so control our wills, that we may be wholly yours, utterly dedicated to you, and then use us, we pray, as you will, and always to your glory and the welfare of your people, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. My name is Josh Bowman, and I am the Executive Director of the Ciceronian Society. We're recording this special episode in July 2024 to share some exciting updates and invite you all to participate. In what follows, you'll learn more about our upcoming spring conference, including our new fellowships for attendees and a new scholarly award. I'll also provide some updates on our journal Pietas and point towards some future events and opportunities. But first of all, what's the big update mentioned in the June 2024 newsletter? It's this. After nearly 12 years of operating as a volunteer organization and as a genuine labor of love, we are finally able to hire our first employee and begin to grow in our capacity and to serve and equip Christian scholars in service to the church. I am honored and humbled to serve as that first employee in the capacity of a part-time executive director, and I'm immensely grateful to our board of directors for the confidence they have placed in me and for their support. To be sure, a considerable amount of uncompensated work will continue. This is the nonprofit world, after all. But we now have the margin to do and be what we have long prayed for. And this hire and what follows is made possible by the grace of God and through a donor who, believe it or not, remains anonymous even to us. So if you're listening, I hope you know that your generosity has already begun changing lives and given many Christian scholars, students, and public intellectuals a considerable amount of hope. And we pray that our Lord will bless you and your family in the days ahead. Thank you. But we could never have made it to this point without the earlier generosity of so many others. And as we've said before and reiterate now, those gifts that you may think are small go a ridiculously long way to sustaining the Ciceronian Society and all that we hope to do. We have so much momentum and energy right now, and your support will be needed in the days ahead. So please consider visiting our website to learn more about how to give. And above all, we ask for your prayers. Pray not only that we have more resources, but that we maintain our momentum, that we grow in our creativity, and remain faithful to our mission and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And pray that we will connect with people who haven't met us yet, who would find great joy and encouragement being part of our community. Now I want to talk about the conference, and I'm really excited about this, because our Spring 2025 conference will be held March 13th through 15th at Hotel Madison in Harrisonburg, Virginia, which is right near the campus of James Madison University in the beautiful Shenandoah Valley. And this is a gorgeous area and an excellent setting for what we expect to be our largest event yet. We are currently seeking proposals for individual papers, panels, and roundtables from Christian scholars, clergy, students, and public intellectuals in the humanities and social sciences, and please visit our website for a description of different panel formats and for the kinds of topics that we typically see at this event. Proposals, by the way, are due September 2nd. That is, I believe that is Labor Day, so try and turn it in by the end of that day. You need not have any particular affiliation or credentials to submit a proposal, and for those in academia, we welcome proposals from individuals in any discipline or at any stage of your career. Historically, we have focused the conference on three broad themes: tradition, place, and things divine being a phrase from Cicero. And as you can imagine, there are many subjects related to those three themes. And when we say Christian, as a Christian organization, we mean Protestant, Catholic, and Orthodox. There is some justified baggage attached to words like ecumenical nowadays, but if you're a Christian who takes the historic Christian faith tradition and your scholarship seriously, you are welcome among us. And whether you propose a paper or whether or not it's accepted, we still hope you'll join us. The friendships formed over the years at our events have resulted in a number of collaborative projects, publications, employment opportunities, and more. Plus, as many, many people will attest, the community that we've cultivated is an unusually rich source of encouragement, ideas, and inspiration. We're happy to help you with CV lines, sure, but it's that relational and personal connection that has borne the greatest fruit over the years. This year, there's also three new opportunities for the conference, including one new award and two fellowships. We already have the Batchelder Award and the Lawler Award. I want to mention those briefly, but I encourage you to visit the website to learn more. So we have the William G. Batchelder III Memorial Award for the study of place, and that's named for a longtime friend of the society and former Speaker of the Ohio House of Representatives, the late William Batchelder III. He's the father of William Batchelder IV, a member of our board of directors, the chair, and someone that all of you will remember if you've been to our events. And this award recognizes scholarship on our core theme of place and is selected from among those papers submitted to the conference. We strongly encourage scholarship in this area and hope to see many more papers on this topic. I think it's a unique contribution that we make in the world of scholarship, and I think it's a great opportunity to present papers on that subject. We also have the Peter Augustin Lawler Award, named after the late Peter Augustin Lawler. One of his last public speaking appearances back in 2017 was with us at LSU when we had our conference there. His untimely death was just a few months later. That award was first announced here in 2024 and recognizes individuals or institutions who demonstrate a lifelong commitment to advancing Christian scholarship and publications, institution building, and the spirit of generosity. And recipients are selected by the board of directors. Now for the new stuff. We are excited to announce the Herbert J. Storing Award, which will recognize recent scholarship contributing to our understanding of the Republican traditions of the American founders. Herbert Storing, his dates are 1928 to 1977, was a great teacher as well as a leading scholar on the American founders. He concentrated on the role of republicanism, virtue, and statesmanship in his groundbreaking work on the Anti-Federalists especially, but he also wrote on the subjects of slavery, race relations, public administration, and liberal education. And I recently learned that he wrote one of his first books, was a co-authored book on farming in England, which of course is a very Ciceronian topic. The winner of the award will be invited to our spring conference and interviewed publicly about their project. They will also receive a cash prize. Our preference is to award the author of a published book-length project, though we will also consider groundbreaking work in peer-reviewed journals, and I'll even accept projects in public history, art, literature, music, and film. Winning works will be distinguished by their attention to the American Republican tradition of self-government, virtue, liberty, and statesmanship. The award is open to all academic disciplines and professions, but it must be a work of exceptional scholarly quality, except for the inaugural award, it will need to be something published in the calendar year preceding the spring conference, so like between January 1 and December 31 of a given year. But for this inaugural award, which we're going to give out in spring 2025, we will accept nominations for works published on or after January 1, 2023 and before January 1, 2025. The nomination form is on the website, and if you have any questions about that, please let me know. But yeah, you can start nominating people now, and between now and really February. But wait, there's more for the conference, because we also have new competitive fellowships for attendees, which we've named the Nisbet Fellowship and the Clergy Fellowship. In both cases, recipients will receive free conference registration. As of this recording, the applications for these fellowships are not yet available, but I'm working on it, and I'll let everybody know in the newsletter. The number of these that we will award will vary from year to year based on budget, of course. But once the application is posted, the deadline to submit it will be December 1, and we'll do our best to notify winners before the end of the year. So start with the Nisbet Fellowship, which is named, of course, for the sociologist Robert Nisbet, author of the brilliant and very Ciceronian Society-ish book, The Quest for Community. The Nisbet Fellowship will be given to accepted conference panelists who are graduate students or non-tenured faculty, including adjuncts, at a college, university, or seminary. So if you're among the shrinking number of faculty who have ready access to institutional funding, we ask that you refrain from applying for this one so we can help those who do not have the same support. If selected for the Nisbet Fellowship, we'll also invite you on this podcast to talk about your scholarly work and interests. The Clergy Fellowship is open to ordained or appointed clergy currently assigned to any church in the Catholic, Protestant, or Orthodox traditions. Greater interaction between scholars and clergy and a larger discussion about intellectual discipleship is a key part of who we are, and so we hope to bring more church leaders into our events. So be sure to keep an eye out for those applications to those two fellowships, which I should definitely have ready by September at the latest. And if you're someone who'd like to support these fellowships, please let us know. For spring 2025, they're approximately $300 per fellow. And so a donation of $1,200, for example, would support four fellows in either category. I think this is a great way to help us improve what we're doing. And again, we're going to budget for a few, but I would love to give away as many as I possibly can. That would make many, many hearts happy. And by the way, we're already working on the dates and details for a fall conference. So be sure to stay up to date with our newsletter and website so you can hear more about that. I'm working on that actually this afternoon. I'm having a call with some folks in a currently undisclosed location, which we have not been to before. So we're looking forward to that. Speaking of events here in 2024, though, keep an eye out for Ciceronians at the Southern Consortium of Classical Education. Their conference in Wake Forest, North Carolina is August 2nd through the 3rd. That's coming up real quick here. We are co-sponsors at that one. At least one of us will be at the Touchstone Conference September 26th to the 28th at Trinity International University in Bannockburn, Illinois, as well as I'll be at the Philadelphia Society's fall meeting that same weekend on September 27th and 28th in McLean, Virginia. I will also be at the Front Porch Republic's annual conference in Grand Rapids, Michigan, October 4th and 5th, where we are co-sponsors them. Longtime friends, of course, in many ways, the Ciceronian Society and Front Porch Republic were born in many ways at the same time. And a few weeks later, we're going to be at the Acton Institute Symposium called Mere Christian Social Thought, which will be held in Grand Rapids on Friday, October 25th. And be sure to look for a panel of Ciceronians talking about sociologist Philip Reif at the Intercollegiate Studies Institute's American Politics and Government Summit in Wilmington, Delaware, November 7th through the 9th, 2024, just after the election. And we're happy to be a sponsor for that event as well. Finally, I want to conclude by reminding you about our interdisciplinary peer-reviewed journal, Pietas. Like our conference, the journal centers around our core themes of tradition, place, and things divine, and will publish pieces in the areas of classics, political science, philosophy, history, theology, literature, economics, and more. Scholars focusing on lesser-known texts, events, and thinkers are especially encouraged to submit articles and reviews for consideration. We'll also welcome book reviews and book review essays. This is a great publication opportunity for scholars at any stage of their career, and we strongly encourage you to visit the website and learn more. Feel free to email us if you'd like to pitch an idea as well. Also, within the next couple weeks, we're going to have a new issue to share, and this one actually includes some hard-to-find and overlooked writings by Benjamin Franklin, so keep an eye out for that. It might be one of the few places where you can find it easily accessible. And so a big, big thank you I want to make sure I say to our indefatigable editor, Kevin Slack at Hillsdale College. Just absolutely very impressed and grateful for the work he has put into this. Whew, okay. Well, that's a lot. We've been busy, and we're going to get busier. There will be more to share in the coming months, but I hope you'll take some time this week to propose a paper or panel for our Spring 2025 conference, send a manuscript to Pietas, or consider donating to the Ciceronian Society. There's more information on our website and newsletter. Feel free to contact me personally if you have any questions or want to learn more about how you might support us, and thank you so much for everything many, many of you have already done. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.